Old Call of Duty games are some of my favorites of all time. You're doing badass tactical stuff with your bros, you're killing terrorists, you're spreading democracy by shooting people in the face. So I thought I'd pop in the new Black Ops 6 and see what it... Is this for real? Latina girl boss, black girl boss, lesbian, creature that thinks it's a man, pink shit, more girl bosses. It's almost as if what happened in the US military has now happened in Call of Duty.
Who are you? Who are we? We are that platoon.
Who are you? Who are we? We are that platoon.
I started learning Chinese so I can at least be an indoor slave.
Men, you aren't allowed to have anything anymore. Fat, ugly feminists want to track down everything you enjoy in life and ruin it. And I can tell you right now, nobody who actually looks like this is even playing Call of Duty. I work with women who look like this, and all they do is play Candy Crush and take their pug for a walk. So it turns out Black Ops 6, like the US military, is full of women, pussies, and people with weak arms who are completely incapable of defending our country from enemies foreign and domestic. What you'll notice if you go back and play the campaigns of COD 3, COD 4, Black Ops, is that they're mostly trying to be realistic. Every platoon and every operation in these games is 100% men. Because of course. Because in real life, it's 100% men always in these kinds of operations. Yes, you have the occasional moment where a bomb blows through a hole in the gulag, making a way for Price to escape on a skyhook in one of those badass moments ever. But outside of the occasional Michael Bay movie moment, the good COD games prior to the space games were realistic. With Call of Duty Black Girl 6, it's like they're not even trying anymore. When a game puts 10 ugly girl bosses in combat roles in a game, it completely ruins any kind of immersion or badass realism I felt about the game.
But Angie, there's tons of women in combat roles.
Nah, bruh, do some actual research. According to Pacific Standard Magazine and iCasualties.org, of all of the American PMCs who died in Iraq, guess what percentage were women? 1.3%. That means for every 100 PMCs who died in combat in Iraq, one was a woman. Do they wonder why we don't take their shitty game seriously anymore? Ready or Not is a game I highly recommend that completely ignores gay-ass politics in its representation of reality. Another random game I was playing last night that rams this garbage into your throat is Sniper Elite 5. Bro, within the first two missions of the game, you encounter a black female sniper who's telling you what to do. None of them existed in World War II, by the way. You also encounter a French female sniper. None of those existed either, and she's also bossing you around and telling you what to do. And then every new character you meet is a black guy for a while. And of course, there were tons of black guys who fought in World War II, but the erasure and the denial of white men in this game is truly on another level. If you are a white man, they hate you. They want you erased. They want to deny your history and deny that you were ever involved in anything good. Another question we might ask is why? Why is it disproportionately heterosexual normal men in combat roles worldwide? And that's because it takes balls to breach a door when it's very likely you're getting killed on the other side of that door. These are incredibly brave men who did this, and it's like 1% of women who are even willing to do this stuff. But Call of Duty would have you believe that like 50% of private military contractors are women, which is just an absolute joke and doesn't represent reality at all. It's literally 100% men. Cope. Deal with it.
Let's go, Case. Hey, turn it down.
We will discuss moving forward in the Pantheon.
That's Gabriel up there. He's cool.
We'll use a safe room. No arguments.
So anyway, let's talk about Black Ops 6. The whole intro to the game in Kuwait is incredibly silly. This girl boss is barking orders at me and I'm about to go into an active combat zone and she's wearing like a baseball hat and a t-shirt? Huh? Every time I see this stuff, I'm no longer immersed and I just can't take the game seriously anymore. The next cutscene, we're reminded that white men are evil and of course aren't going to be the stars of this game because it's 2024. And look, Troy Marshall is a great character. I have no issue per se with him being the focus of the story. It's more because I know too much about Activision and I've been looking through their commitment to diversity and inclusion. And I know that all of this stuff isn't coming from a good place. It's coming from their absolute pure hatred of straight white men. Also, if this dialogue isn't Activision spitting in the face of old Call of Duty fans, I don't know what is. Frank Woods says, "People like me and Adler are the reason we aren't speaking Russian right now." And he's absolutely right. Did they not bring an end to Russian terrorism in this universe in Modern Warfare 1, 2, and 3? But oh, you silly, simple white man. This is Activision preaching a sermon back to you. The character says back to him, "The Cold War is over. You and Russell Adler are the last global gunslingers in a bygone era." In case it wasn't crystal clear, guys, Activision hates us. They hate you. Anybody who loves the old Call of Duty campaigns from 2007, 08, 09, this is Activision mocking and deriding you, and we're still sitting here paying for their game. So in case it wasn't clear yet, this game is absolute dog shit, dog water. If you own it, please return it. I feel like Rockstar is doing the same thing right now with GTA. They have a bunch of gays working at their company right now, so they're kind of denying and trying to hide the junk from their old games, but it just makes them look hypocritical. It's like, Activision, Modern Warfare 2009 is one of the most patriotic video games of all time, and now you're mocking patriotism? Explain that energy shift for me, bud. Another thing you'll notice is that pretty much every straight white man in the game is either bad or deficient in some way. Adler is bad, Frank Woods is old and decrepit and confined to a wheelchair, just the way feminists like him. They did this junk in the ultra-woke Wolfenstein 2 as well. For most of the game, the hero from the first game needs to repent and feel sorry for his whiteness, so they cripple him and he is confined to a wheelchair for most of the game. At this point, I was still willing to give this game a shot. In mission number 3 or so, you're making your way up to a bell tower, you're taking a sniper shot, and then you slide down a roof back to where your partner was waiting in a van, and you get there and I saw this. Are they serious? At this point, I went to my game options and deleted the game from my hard drive. This entire woke girl boss game is just such an abortion and such an abomination compared to the games from even 10 years ago. I will not be touching another Call of Duty campaign except to roast it. Well, what about the multiplayer? The multiplayer is somehow even worse. The moment you open it up, gay, black, girl boss, lesbian. Trans creature that thinks it's maybe a man or maybe a woman. Ridiculous gun skin called the Brightmare set. Like, dude, if you are honestly a straight man and you are still playing this game, Activision is laughing at you. This game has become a humiliation ritual, and you're a cuck if you're still playing this game while they laugh at you and make money off of you. So for the rest of this video, I want to remind you of what we lost, my dudes. What I love about old Call of Duty games is just that there's a serious tone. You can tell with every aspect of the game that they actually did their research. Yes, there are the over-the-top Michael Bay moments in the game, but 95% of the game is grounded in realism, in military accuracy. They're doing call signs. It's mostly realistic. But also, the tone of the old COD games is serious. Everything isn't a big gay joke. Both the music in the main menu and the music in the cinematics tells you what you should be feeling, and it is both somber and epic at different times. Modern Warfare 2 in 2009 was one of the best-selling and most revolutionary video games of all time, and its campaign is one of the reasons for this. You might notice that Black Ops 6 has added mechanics, but they're just mechanics it is stealing from other games. Like the weapon wheel in Black Ops 6 is just stolen from GTA. The dialogue system is just stolen from Fallout 4. Back in my day, Modern Warfare 2007 was out here inventing mechanics for the first time in a game. I believe it was MW2 in 2009 that first did the breach the door and switch to slow-mo while you slowly take headshots on every dude. And I know that every game does that now, but it was truly a completely unique mechanic that Call of Duty came up with. Another is using the RC car, using the heartbeat sensor. These were all original ideas that COD game designers had. Now what are they doing? They're just stealing junk from other games. So back to the MW2 campaign. I can't think of a single game with more epic set pieces than this game. It's truly about a global conflict happening all at once. The mission Cliffhanger opens with you free climbing on an icy peak and ends with you speeding down a mountain on a snowmobile with an Uzi taking out dudes. No Russian is the iconic and controversial mission where you are a terrorist doing a genocide. Act 2, Mission 6 starts with the Russians freaking bombing America, dude. You spend most of the mission inside of an Arby's with a heat-seeking RPG fighting off the Russians. It's of course a little bit fantastical, but it's still grounded in reality. Mission 10 takes you to the freaking gulag to save Price, and the way you get out is one of the most epic scenes in any COD game, with a Pavlo and a skyhook yanking your entire team through a hole in the building created by a bomb as the building blows up behind you. During Mission 11, the Russians have bombed Washington, D.C., and you're part of the military force on the ground stopping the invasion. The game hits you with somber music as you see the White House and Congress in flames. Infinity Ward, the makers of MW2, actually wanted you to feel something when this happened. A game like this could never be made today because every game studio is full of pussies and degenerates who hate America today. But Infinity Ward in 2009 knew exactly what they were doing. But none of those people work there anymore. It's all LGBTQ weirdos who work there now. In Mission 12, Price launches an EMP rocket from Russia. Then you take control of a freaking satellite in space to see the EMP blast go off. The resulting shockwave completely destroys the satellite you're in. Back down in Washington, D.C., any device that uses electricity comes crashing down to Earth, and you need to get to what's left of the White House or the Whiskey Hotel. Then, of course, comes the dramatic betrayal by Commander Shepard, the dude who's been giving you commands and orders the entire game, killing off both Ghost and Soap, main characters of the game. But of course, Soap doesn't actually die. Price comes and saves you, and you guys have the most epic speedboat chase ever, hunting down Shepard. In an epic fistfight between Price and Shepard, you give your betrayer a knife through the skull. Shepard actually has a pretty good reason for why he did all this, though. 5 years ago, I lost 30,000 men in the blink of an eye, and the world just fucking watched. Shepard played the part of the good soldier, and it led to 30,000 of his men dying. So Shepard betrayed his country because he felt like his country betrayed him. It's a classic ending to a war story. While I love how patriotic the old Call of Duty games were from, say, 2003 to 2016, every good war game, of course, has a good betrayal. Truly great art about war always makes you reflect on allegiances and patriotism and the fact that nobody likes war, but it is a necessary part of life. So while I strongly believe in American patriotism, I acknowledge that good filmmaking about war always raises questions about it in a thoughtful way. Alright guys, so just to close this video out, Black Ops 6 is about as gay as our modern military. So yeah, don't play it, don't give these guys your money. Modern Call of Duty is trash, modern Activision is trash. It's full of pussies, it's full of degenerates and gay weirdos who are making this game. Just go back and play Call of Duty from like 10 years ago, play Ready or Not, play Hell Let Loose. Just play other games. Call of Duty has been trash for like 10 years now. I wouldn't touch this campaign with a 10-foot pole. All right, I'm out.